Second Chronicles 21:12. And it says there, and there came a writing to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord God of David my father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat thy father, nor in the ways of Asa king of Judah, but you have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a whoring like to the whoredoms of the house of Ahab, and also has slain thy brethren of thy father's house, which were better than thyself. So now the Lord is about to strike you. He's going to strike you, your people, your children, your wives, and all that is yours with a heavy blow. You yourself, now we're going to make it personal. You yourself will be stricken with a severe intestinal disease until it causes your bowels to come out. Because he did not put God first, because he did not obey, he did all those things. So now the Lord is going to strike you, your people, your children, your wives, and all that is yours with a heavy blow. You yourself, he's talking to the king, that could be anybody, that could be the President of the United States. That could be some of the congressmen, that could be some of our Supreme Court justices. We're not the beautiful America we was when I was a young man. Oh, we had rottenness back in those days too, but not like we have today. We got too much television today and too many people sit and watch TV. And you know, there again, if I've told a lot of people, you cannot walk in God's anointing and spend any time in a day's time watching the secular programs on television. I guarantee you cannot. You cannot. You know, when you feed the trash of the world into your heart and your mind, you're sinning against God. So if you're spending time, in fact, I got tickled. This one guy was trying to get his wife healed, and he's telling me, he said, I told my wife, honey, you need to spend more time listening to Thurman's tapes and in God's Word. She said, I don't have time. He said, well, what takes up your time? She said, well, my soap operas. I have to watch my soap operas. So you're telling me you ain't got time for God's Word and you're going to spend time watching soap operas? Don't be surprised if something like this. So now the Lord is going to strike you. You yourself will be stricken with a severe intestinal disease until it causes your bowels to come out. How would you like to be afflicted with something like that, huh? I know, me neither. So what do we have to do to make sure that don't ever happen to us? Love the Lord. Put Him first. Obey Him, right? Just like Daddy when you was a child at home. All we got to do is obey. And then Daddy would do anything for you, right? Now that's the way we're supposed to be, right? So God says if we don't discipline our children, we don't love our children, right? So if He says, if He loves us and we go do something wrong, what do you think He's going to do to us? This is exactly what He said. He's going to discipline us. But I don't like this kind of discipline. You know, I wouldn't want to be struck with that, would you? Well, let's see if He did anything else. Let's go a couple more verses here. Then the Lord stirred up the Philistines and the Arabs who lived near the Ethiopians who attacked Him. If having a bowel problem is not enough, I'm teaching you exactly what God's Word says now, right? I mean, this is not some wild story I'm coming up with. Is this in your Bible? It is. Okay, so now then God is not through with him. He's going to strike his country and all these people and him, and he's going to put this intestinal problem on it, and he says his bowels is going to fall out, and then he stirs up the Philistines. Now the man's got to be concerned about going to a war council to talk how we're going to fight this war. Do you think he feels like fighting a war? I don't think so. Does God know how to make your day bad? Can he really make your day bad? Can he really make your day good? Oh, yeah, we love that when he makes them good, don't we? Well, all we got to do is love him and serve him. Then the Lord stirred up the Philistines and the Arabs who lived near the Ethiopians to attack him. They marched against Judah, broke down his defenses, and carried away everything of value in the royal palace, including his sons and his wives. Only his youngest son, Ahaziah, was spared. Wow, is that bad news? I mean, that's bad news. Well, let's see if there's anything else happen. 18 and 19. It was after this that the Lord struck Jehoram with the severe intestinal disease. In the course of time, You notice God doesn't do this quickly. In the course of time, at the end of 2 years, the disease caused his bowels to come out and he died in agony. His people did not build a great fire to honor him at his funeral as they had done for his ancestors. Now, do you notice that he suffered in agony and pain with his sickness for 2 years? Do you want to go through something like that? How do you keep from having to go through something like that? Hey, wasn't that simple? Does that make it a little bit easier to be an obedient daughter? It sure did help me when I learned all these things. Yes, Lord, I'll straighten my act up, Master. It ain't no problem for me to praise and worship the King. You know what I mean? And when the Lord says, son, I want you to praise me, I jump up there and say, Lord, how much? How you want me to jump? I want to praise Him and worship Him because I don't want these diseases, do I? Let me take you to Job 33, verse 10. Let's start with Job 33:10, and let's hit a little bit here on this. I want to show you something. Job 33:10. It says, God is picking a quarrel with me, and He considers me to be His enemy. He puts my feet in His socks and watches over every move I make. Have you ever felt like that? Sometimes I'm sure that there is people that when nothing's going right, when their finances are falling apart, and everybody in the family's sick, and they're having all kinds of problems. And does this happen to Christian families? Sure it does. Why does it happen? Because we're not doing what He said. I mean, we don't see that. We just don't see that. We just don't get it that because we're not walking in obedience to His Word, God says, "I will. If you obey me, I will command the blessings to overtake you." If the blessings are not overtaking you, you're not doing everything you need to do with God. You're not spending enough time with the King. You're not praising Him. When you wake up in the morning, you know what should be the first thing on your heart when you wake up in the morning? Lord, I love you. That should be your first thought, right, brother? Lord, I love you. When you wake up in the morning, Alice, the first thing you do is say, Lord, I love you. I bet you that's right with her. I bet you that's right. But I know a lot of people that don't do that. And they wonder why they're sick and afflicted. You know what I mean? We don't talk to Him. We go do our own thing. And say, well, I want you to, your wife comes to you and say, honey, I want you to pray for me. He said, oh, I ain't got time to pray for you. I don't like praying for you. You have no idea how many women have come to me and their husbands will not pray for them. But yet the husband professes to be a Christian. He goes to church with her on Sunday. But don't ask him to pray for his wife, especially out loud, because he can't do it. All I got to say, you wimp, you need to get in the Word of God and you need to change. Your wife should not have to ask you to pray for her. If you see something wrong with her, you ought to say, woman, get over here. Let me lay hands on you and pray for you. Is that the way it should be? I mean, you see your wife kind of tired or whatever. Honey, come over here. Let me lay hands on you and ask the Lord to give you some strength. You know? Or if your wife sees you like that, tired and wore out, whatever, your wife should say, honey, come over here. I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to lay hands on you, and I'm going to pray for you and ask God to do something wonderful for you. I mean, just think, if we don't pray for each other, what do we get from God? He says, I know what you have need of before you ask me. Which means if you don't ask, what are you going to get? Nothing. That's exactly right. After you ask in faith, what's impossible with God? Nothing. I mean, you can get anything from Him if you're walking obedient to His Word. Verse 11, 12 and 13. In this you are not right, and I will show you why. As you yourself have said, God is greater than any person. So why are you bringing a charge against Him? You say He does not respond to people's complaints. Let's see what the 14 and 15 says. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. I come to this brother. I said, hey, brother, good to see you today. Praise God, I hadn't seen you in church in the last month. Where you been? Well, I've been out fishing. I've been out, you know, I've got other things to do on Sunday. I think you need to be in church. You know, God says, you're my brother in Christ. You need to be in church. Who do you think is really talking to you? God. That's exactly right. It's not me. God's speaking through my mouth to tell you, you need to be in church. Just like the other day, I walked into Walmart down here, and just as I walked in the door, it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, and they didn't have nothing to do. I guess in the shop, there's about 4 or 5 mechanics standing there talking. And some of them were pretty young, you know. Walmart hires a lot of young guys, you know. And one of them let off a wow word that I wouldn't even begin to, as I walked through the door and I heard that, I said, son, it's a good thing my wife wasn't with me today. But I said, I'm going to tell you what. I said, do you know that foul word you just said? He said, I said something wrong? I said, son, you are so spiritually dead, you don't even know what you said. I said, you didn't even know. I said, I would not repeat it. But I said, you said a foul word. I said, if there's any one of you boys here Christians, I want you to know I am a born-again, spirit-filled Christian, and I will not tolerate that nonsense. If I walk in here in Walmart one more time and I hear one of you boys saying a foul word like this, I'm going to go right straight to the office up there, and I'm going to tell them, because it is absolute against federal rules for you to use foul talk in the place of business. Well, they never said a word. I walked off and went done my shopping, come back. As I come back, one of the guys, they were all working now. One of them come by and said, sir, have a good day. I said, praise God, I'm going to, son. But do you know, if we as Christians don't do something, you know, that's what's wrong with us today. You know, we used to have Christians that monitored every movie before it was sent out, and it had to meet Christian standards. But today, for the last 40 years, we've stopped that. And now what do you have? I remember the first movie I ever went to that wasn't fully monitored by the church, when I heard a word in there today that if I were to speak that little word, and I'll even speak it, damn. That was the first word of profanity I ever heard in a movie, and everybody in the movie, somebody used a foul word. What do you hear today when you go to the movie? Oh my goodness. That's why I don't go. It's awful. I mean, I can't walk in obedience to God's word and go and feed that trash into my mind and my heart. I went to a movie years ago. I don't know how, it's been a long, 30 years ago, 35 years ago. And my wife wanted to go see it. Not Cheryl. That one, Cheryl was non-existent for me. That's back when I was married to the other woman. And so she wanted to go see a movie. She said, Thurman, it's going to be a good one. I said, okay. Now, if it's got any profanity in it, she said, well, it didn't say it had any profanity. I said, if it has profanity, I ain't staying. Okay, we go to this movie 30 years ago, at least 30 years ago. We sat there, and about 10 minutes through the movie, somebody used a word that would be borderline foul. And it wasn't too bad. But about 3 minutes later, they used one. There was no two ways about it. It was a foul. I said, that's it. Get your purse. We're going to the house.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled, God Will Command the Blessings to Overtake You, or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.